Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Flacco under center, turns, rolls to the right. Collins wide open, throws it to the running back out of the backfield, who rolls into the end zone for a touchdown.
Just three short months ago, Joe Flacco was the starting quarterback of the Baltimore Ravens and came into Heinz Field and laid the Steelers out. Since then, things have gone in a different direction.
Yeah, he's not the starting quarterback of anything.
No,
right now.
And we knew his time was going to be limited, right? As soon as they drafted Lamar Jackson, we knew the Flacco era in Baltimore was going to come to an end sooner rather than later. The question now is, where does Flacco go?
Jacksonville. Jacksonville or the Skins?
Either one of those would make Jacksonville would make sense. Washington, I don't know, because they still have to pay Alex Smith, right?
Yeah.
He's still.
But they're dealing with that injury, a broken leg. The bigger problem may be taking on the multiple cap hits, but.
Right.
I don't know. I think Jacksonville is the place.
You know, are they able to work a deal for him and get the cap hit off the books, the Ravens?
They're going to move Bortles in a salary dump.
Jacksonville.
If they can do that. And then Flacco, the question you have to ask, though, is Flacco an upgrade over Bortles?
Which, I don't know if that's
the case. Wonder at this point if he is.
When he's at his best, when they're both at their best, I should say, certainly. I think he's a small upgrade over.
How about Oakland?
Oakland is going to be all in on
How about
on
the New York football Giants?
Rebuild. Is he better than Eli?
Yeah.
A declining Eli?
Maybe. How about the Dolphins?
The Dolphins I like. That makes because where have they gone with
but
Ryan
Adam
Tannehill?
Gase has to get fired.
Yes,
because
he's tied to Tannehill.
Correct. If Adam Gase gets fired, I could see Flacco wanting to play in Jacksonville or Miami because they're warm weather places, and he's like, listen, I've had enough of this. I'm growing old. I just want to get down there.
Right.
You know, like I'm tired of living in the Northeast. Let's get down there and just have Joe Cool. Just you know.
But you don't look at him as a quarterback who drastically changes the fortunes of a team, really.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't.
He's somebody just who's another guy now.
A bridge if you go ahead and you're going to draft that year, you're going to draft kind of, you know, the next year. I'll tell you what, though. What is just as big a story for me, and by the way, we're having a great day today. We really are. This is a big-time show, and we haven't even welcomed
We haven't even gotten yet. To the big-name guests yet.
No, yeah. But you know what this is a big story, though, is the AFC North quarterback situation. Wake up in December of 2020. What is the AFC North quarterback situation?
It's Baker Mayfield.
Uh-huh.
It's Lamar Jackson.
Correct.
The remnants of Andy Dalton, maybe.
Yeah.
And Mason Rudolph.
I'm high on Mason Rudolph.
I love Mason Rudolph.
I mean, I know, I don't think the PM team likes him too much, which makes me even higher on him. But from the time they drafted him, I love him. I think he's going to be very good. Is he going to be Ben? I don't think so. I think Mason Rudolph's going to be the starting quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers for a long time.
Yes.
But the AFC North quarterback situation is about to undergo wholesale changes. And it's going to be real interesting to see which franchise. All the franchises are going to have a big decision to make in the next couple years. And if they make the right one or if they screw it up.
And would it? I don't think it would be foolish to say the balance of power in the AFC North, because again, we've talked about it a ton. It's a quarterback-driven league, is directly tied to how much longer Ben Roethlisberger decides he wants to play. If Ben Roethlisberger decides after his last snap this year, for example, he comes on that last Tuesday morning with Cook and Joe, and
he's
says,
done that before.
Yes, he has.
He's done that before and left it open ended.
But if he comes out,
and says, talk to Ashley.
You know what? I've just decided I got to spend time with my family.
Every
that
year,
changes
this
the
time.
Balance of yes. power, not just in the AFC North, the entire conference.
Well, wait a minute, Coach Todd's gone.
Hold on, I'm playing. I like that. In 2 years' time, the first year was like, Ron. You know, every year at this time, you do your due diligence, you figure it out. That was 2 years ago. Yeah. Then last year, he walked into the press conference. He was like, he knew Coach Todd was gone. I'll be back.
Yeah,
I'm good.
Do you want to talk it over with your family?
No,
at all?
No. When's training camp? What time do I have to be in La Trobe?
How about he got back from that
this
game?
Old Cowboys got a little bit left.
The game in Philadelphia. How many years ago was that? When he got the crap beat out of him and said he drove directly to Kiesel's house.
They drank a case of beer. Then he was good.
Yeah.
they talked about fishing in Wyoming, and everything was all A-OK.
Set to go.
Ben said that.
Yeah, he did. Jim, who's going to come out on top in this quarterback situation?
Ben's going to be dragged kicking and screaming.
You think?
Yep.
How many
Farvish?
More years?
Yes. Yeah, I don't know if he'll go quite that far, but I don't know. I mean, he's going to go out on his own terms.
Because Cleveland has their guy. Baltimore thinks they have their guy, and he's not good
enough
for the
long haul. Until
he gets
broken in half.
He's going to be like RG3. Really? He's going to get
folded
up.
Will Greer will be quarterbacking the Bengals. I mean, somebody...
It won't be Lamar Jackson. He's going to get hurt.
Well, no, I'm talking about the Bengals.
Oh, the Bengals?
Did I say Ravens? I didn't mean that.
No, you didn't. I messed up.
But I'm saying, you know, in other words, there's a guy in college right now who's going to be Cincinnati's quarterback.
I agree with you there.
And then the other question is who's going to be coaching all these QBs?
Yes.
Although Harbaugh's job now all of a sudden is safe, which is kind of disappointing.
I agree with you. Who's gonna be the Steelers quarterback in 2-3 years?
Ben.
Jeez.
So they go into
the
2021 season with Ben Roethlisberger as their starting quarterback.
I think a lot of things depend on what happens in between now and then, though. You know, it's almost like talking about the Steelers
it's
playoff.
It's gonna look like those old photos of George Blanda.
Yeah, but he won't be kicking. Actually, maybe he'll be kicking the extra points by then too.
He might be straight on.
Just... What was that, Ben?
Let's just hope that I can play them all, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. All right.
Favorite time of the week, later today, 11 o'clock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.